Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Access Astrology. My name is Ann Ortley. I'm an astrologer here in New York City, and I am joined today, it looks like, by both Heather and Mark. Heather, you out there?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I am. I'm calling in from Ronan, Montana.
And Mark, are you out there, too? Mark?
Hmm.
Oh, maybe not Mark.
He's
okay.
There, but he may be here in a minute. We see him. There he is.
Oh, there you are.
Hi,
Mark.
Mark Wolf, coming in from New York.
Yay.
Yeah.
All right. Hail, the gang's all here. Yay. All right.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Welcome, Heather. Take it away.
Okay. Welcome to us. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life. We've introduced ourselves, and we're talking about the changes in the retrograde planets for today. That's one of the things that I am noticing most. We see Venus is in the moment of turning retrograde and joining Pluto, Saturn, Neptune, and Chiron, all retrograde already. And we are watching the world slow down, as you could see by the, you know, putting the wrong steps. I've heard 10 people this week so far ask about contacting their exes or dealing with an ex who has contacted them. And what is not a good idea when Venus turns retrograde is calling your ex and expecting it to be any different than it was last time, right? And
right.
Tonight,
but you do want to talk
yes.
to them. You want to talk to them, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just remember, if it's going to be different, you have to really think about what you want different in the future rather than go back into the past, especially as the Sun opposed Pluto of the last couple of days, and it's moving forward away from that, and that sense of loss for many people, or thinking about what they've lost, or, you know, what's the struggle in their life, or saying goodbye to something that was important to them. So all of these aspects, I think, are cooking right now. Mars has just finished an opposition to Saturn retrograde, and we see that in kind of trying to figure out if we can do what we want to do in the face of our work, our responsibilities, the fires that are burning in Canada, or whatever else might be blocking us at the moment. So that's one of the things that I'm seeing. What are you seeing, Anne?
Well, the cardinal cross that's in the sky with the nodes. I mean, some people don't count
and
nodes
Pluto.
As part of it, but
mm-hmm.
I do. And what's
mm-hmm.
happening this week,
mm-hmm.
because of the nodes stationing, because nodes station and go backwards. That's why when we're looking at charts, you have a choice between true node or mean node, because back in the old days, you didn't really know. So they did the average node, which is the mean node. But because of the juxtaposition,
it's not a not nice node, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can do true node. Yeah, not nice. Just average over time. Mean. Remember mean from your math.
Right.
But what happens this week is the node station and shift, which means we're going to have Pluto squaring the nodes three times. So he squares it on Sunday, mm-hmm. squares it tomorrow, squares it on Friday. That's a
mm-hmm.
lot of pump energy into the nodes. And then we also have a big, big finger of God with Venus stopped with legs to the Pluto part of the Grand Cross and to Neptune. And we're going to have Mercury roll in, meet up with Venus this week, and amplify that finger of God.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a huge week for important news that probably is not good or is life transforming. Not to say it's necessarily bad, because you've been working in this energy for a while, but we are at the back end of Pluto in Capricorn, the last pass that he's making. I mean, he's got a little smidgy next year. But this whole energy that we've been working with since January of 08 about power and power dynamics, and it's the Pluto return of the United States. So we're really seeing some kind of wild stuff in the country in terms of, like, erecting fences through across a river and, you know, the way they're going to teach history that slaves, enslaved people earned earned a trade, you know, by being, you know, I mean, it's just some
that's
of the
bullshit.
Stuff you just kind of, you scratch your head. And remember, mm-hmm. this is the Pluto return of the founders of the country who were a bunch of white, old, no offense to the old white people, a bunch of old white men who owned people and owned land. And so we see the power, this shifting focus, you know, the struggle, kind of the struggle, because nodes are always about a struggle. But we're looking at that Venus. Now, remember, Venus is stationing, so she's going to form another finger of God the first week in October. You know, so this is into the muck, you know, go in and clean out the pollute. Think of that, I don't remember the stable, what the horses were, that, you know, that the 1,000 stables that hadn't been cleaned and Hercules had to clean them, so he
Aegean,
moved
yes.
a river. What were they called? I don't
mm-hmm.
remember.
I think it's the Aegean
yeah.
Stables.
Yeah, I just totally blanked on the mm-hmm. name. But we're cleaning out a lot of poop. We're cleaning out a lot of, we're just kind of hosing it down. And so it's a hosing down energy, but there's a melancholy with it that's very, very deep. And three Pluto squares to the nodes, I was like, oh, my God, this is going to be, I mean, I knew this month was intense, but I was looking at these Pluto squares and going, that's a lot of stuff coming up, like out of the maw of darkness, you know, and out of our own insides. You know, we just had that node shift out of Scorpio Taurus into Aries Libra, but it's like that last little burst of release. So I'm looking forward to a really weird week this week. That's
mm-hmm.
what I see. So,
mm-hmm.
Mark, what are you noticing?
Yeah, it's a weird energy and strange way, very necessary. It's
yeah.
kind of like the cesspool cleaner, you know. The nodes are doing that job. But if we didn't have that job done, then we would all get sick and die. So
right.
here we are. And we can thank so for energy in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very, very intense.
Not fun. Not a fun job. You got to put on those thigh-high boots and...
Yeah.
So there's been, there's a couple of interesting news stories that I thought that seemed to fit what were going on. You know, Pluto has retrograded back into Capricorn, and so many of the issues about, you know, the difficult white guys that were running the show, the return of the dictators while Pluto was in Capricorn.
Right.
Seemed to be more hope when Pluto went into Aquarius, and they're all back up and running, including, you know, America's own version of it, Trump coming back and, you know, getting more airtime than we believe possible. But it was also, we see that the Supreme Court, our conservative Supreme Court, ordered a redraw of the state's congressional maps to accommodate black voters in Alabama, and they're just saying, no, we're not going to do it. So it's going to be a power
right.
struggle there that's going to be pretty impressive with Saturn retrograde, Pluto retrograde, Uranus retrograde, all those, Neptune retrograde. And so it's going to be interesting to see how that comes through. The other piece, as Venus stationed to turn retrograde, out came the movie Barbie, which is such an interesting Mercury retrograde, Venus retrograde in Leo bomb. It is, I gather from what review I've read on The Wild Hunt today, that it's really a retelling of Inanna, if you look at it, and the story of descending to the underworld, which in actually is Barbie descending from this women-run world down to regular Earth. And while she's away, Dumuzi, normally Inanna's consort, takes her throne when she gets back out of the underworld from her sister. And in this case, you know, Ken is trying to get a bro government going while Barbie's away. So it really, you know, and for some reason, this movie has really ticked off all of the Republican conservatives, and it's pretty funny. There was a list of all the female you know, people that were talking against her, against Barbie. All 20 of them looked just like Barbie with a blonde hair and a little thing. And so it's, you know, it's an interesting way for Venus in Leo retrograde to kind of sneak a message in, which is just lovely.
Right. And simultaneously, yeah. Oppenheimer is
mm-hmm.
getting released,
mm-hmm.
right? And
mm-hmm.
it is,
mm-hmm.
you know, the founding of the nuclear war,
mm-hmm.
three-hour movie, 7 miles of movie in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
It apparently
mm-hmm.
weighs like 700 pounds. Shot in IMAX film, but also, you know, talking about I am the creator and I am the destroyer. Again, in that case, a Hindu myth out of the Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, and I guess India's mad as he recited that verse while fooling around with somebody, but, you know, apparently it was a common thing he said, but they felt they should cut the scene where he's having sex with his mistress and he says it because it's insulting to Hindus. But it also is, you know, like when you think about it, and I've had a few friends who have seen it, and they're all, like, stunned, you know, by the movie because it's apparently you really get the impact of it. And it was called, he was called Prometheus. So he, you know, he brought fire, you know, created the atomic
mm-hmm.
weapon, but he brought fire and then he was punished for it by being, you know, having his security clearance taken away and called a communist. He just recently got cleared last year in 2022. But he, once he invented it, he then went, oh my God, we have to control it. Because, you know,
mm-hmm.
he just unleashed the ability
yep.
for all of us to be destroyed. So it's really interesting because there's the, you know, and of course it's fire, and we think of all the fires all over the place. I mean, apparently Rhodes is on fire over in Greece, and they're evacuating. And so it's this passionate energy. And, of course, Barbie is pink, which I think of as a very
mm-hmm.
Leo color.
Mm-hmm.
So it we do see this, the culture reflecting it, and we also see
mm-hmm.
all these negotiations going on, you know, like all this
mm-hmm.
speculation about how things work. So it's kind of fascinating. You
it
know?
Is.
Mark,
it's
what
a really
have you noticed
interesting
in the culture in terms of how it's playing out? Mark, you out there? It looked like there was a shift on the internet in terms of people.
We might.
Yeah.
There you are,
oh,
Mark.
There you are. Okay. Yep.
Oh. Hello. Can
Can't hear you, honey. A little louder.
Okay. Pluto and Neptune in sextile goes on and on and on. It's for generations
mm-hmm.
now because they're so slow moving. So into that spot to make an inconjunct. But what we're doing is trying to interpret Pluto and Neptune over and over through other planets. And this time it's Venus who's taking. And so everything that we're expressing through Venus is saying something about the difficulty of reconciling Neptune and Pluto.
Mm-hmm. She's trying to get them to
on
work
an individual
yep.
level,
yeah.
But it's also on the level.
Yeah, you're breaking up a lot, Mark. We can hardly hear you.
I think the signal's a little off tonight.
Yeah. There's a lot of solar flares too. So
there are. They're huge, and yet. We're looking forward to getting some more aurora borealis down this way. But when those come, we see the huge changes in the system, in what goes on, the political restlessness, the personal restlessness. And one example that someone sent me was it was a story about how an ancient solar flare started the beginning of the Viking Age. And partly because they're, you know, they're associated with a lot of political changes, but there was also, they have new carbon dating from when the Vikings first left and what was going on in, you know, in the constellations during that time. And it appears that the Viking voyages started when, in response to a series of solar flares. And so this process of seeking out of what, you know, what new answers we can find, and this restlessness that can start and stop and cause problems if we're not careful is pretty strong during that time.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of rocked there. Rocking and rolling and busy and intense. And so just hang on tight, you know. It's one of those, one of those, you know, three squares to the nodes of fate at the last degrees. I'm like, oh, my God, like, what's that going to be?
And I think that, you know, a lot of people, and because the nodes have just switched signs, it's just opened up a whole new kettle of fish for people they've been working with. How are you seeing the change of the nodes from the Scorpio Taurus to Aries Libra? Because the nodes always go backwards.
Right. Well, the thing I always, the way I've been comparing it is the Taurus node was driven by Venus, and the Scorpio node is now, Mars was riding in the passenger seat. And now with Aries, north node, Mars has taken over, and Venus is in the passenger seat with the south node in Libra. So, you know, when you're on a road trip and you swap seats, you know, to change drivers, it's a whole new driving. It's a whole new person driving. And Venus is part of that finger of God, so she's not quiet. But Mars is like, I'm into rock and roll. I don't want those love songs anymore. I want to rock and roll and get some stuff done. Or maybe a book on tape, because he's in Virgo, like a how to do things book. But there's an energy of energy of forward motion with Mars and Aries, and very much an I am, like I want this now. And I've been watching people, you know, like, I gave it as a few days, you know, a few dates to people when the current situation that was a mess would be dissolved or resolved. And they all wrote in, it got resolved. It had, you know, we're getting a divorce. It got resolved. I'm going to quit the job. Because it's, you want to take action. So that North Node is very action-oriented and Mars is in Virgo. So it is, I'm doing it. You know, it's not a... It's not a shy North Node. It did have a little bit of blockage last week because it was opposite Saturn, but now it's free. Now Mars is free. The radio station discussion has been determined. The last love song has been played, and now we're driving fast in rock and roll. You know, with a good solid beat, and it's going to feel like things accelerate. But the trick is all this stuff's going backwards. So it's accelerating to go back and fix whatever needs to be fixed, but quickly, because you don't, because it's like, you know how when you sort stuff out and you put it in the maybe I'll keep it pile, you're going to look at the box and go, throw it away. I don't need it. It's like I'm ready to make decisions now. So I find it's very refreshing. It also takes you back to what was going on in your life. You know, last time the nodes were here was December of 04, so it's, you know, 2005, 2006, and then the time before that was 86, 87, and the time before that, for the older ones among us, was 67, 68. So it's pretty pivotal shift in terms of making decisions. So if you think in your life what decisions you made after a period of introspection, you know, it'll remind you a little bit of what you're going to go through now, because it's a new 19-year cycle starting. Yeah, big deal.
Yeah, and the best thing to do is to take the action.
Yeah.
Because it will go forward now.
Yeah. Yeah,
Scorpio Taurus, though, has a tendency to watch and let other people take the action. And Scorpio especially prefers to react rather than act.
But right.
Now we're finished with that, and it's time to take the action.
Yep.
And that Mars is, one of the things that I found hopeful is that Mars will, instead of the south node being in a Mars sign, the north node is. So that kind of seems to be a call towards positive action, which which seems positive, but then the Venus now is in charge of the South Node, and that Venus retrograde, is, there's so many old, just old emotional tapes that are up and running, and we just see that in so many ways. Be very careful when those old tapes come up. I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Watch it. Remember that definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
Right.
So,
but yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, you watch the, you know, Alabama going, we're not going to draw those districts the way you told us, Supreme Court. We lost the case, but we're not going to do it. And then, you know, Texas saying, we're not going to take those barbed wires out of the Rio Grande. We're going to leave them there. Let them get caught and drowned in the shit, you know. And it's like, what do you do when they do that? You know, it's kind of an interesting, you know, I'm not going to. Can't make me. You know, you can, you almost you can hear the five-year-old stomp, stomp in there, right? So, yeah, it'll be interesting. Because it depends on people agreeing to cooperate, right? And there's not a lot of cooperation up in that heavens right now.
And lots of drama. Again, even though Mars is out of Leo and reminding us about the future, you know, when Mars went into Virgo and Mercury is heading into Virgo to make us think about the fall and what we have to do next. With that Venus in Leo, the painful urge to feel seen for so many people, just to, how much it hurts if we don't feel appreciated, loved, seen, thanked, and it not just in a greedy way, but just wanting our beloveds to notice what we're doing and be curious about us. So I'd say that right now the kindest thing you can do is be curious about someone. Ask them how they are and what's going on with them. Don't make assumptions about those that you love, and just ask and watch how grateful people are to have someone be honestly curious about them.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's a good analogy, Heather. You know, people want to feel seen. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. Definitely. Definitely.
And what do you think, in the middle of all of those, that the retrogrades and as Venus does its thing, that Elon Musk just killed the bird on Twitter. Twitter is no longer Twitter. It is now X, and it's Black X, you know. And so.
You can't make this stuff up. How to piss away $44 billion in, like, in a year, you know? I mean, yeah, whatever. I mean, I know he's a Nepo baby, and he's not a stupid man, but, like, the, you know, it's just craziness, whatever.
There's something off. But it seems that, you know, I think that his ability to read people is really non-existent if he thinks that's going to be an improvement.
Yeah. I kind of like the bird, you know?
Yeah.
But now it's the X.
People did.
Very weird, whatever. Yeah, I hadn't even, I just was kind of like, what's he doing? You know, I just, like, I can't even go there. It is Venus retrograde, and he may bring the bird back, too. He changes things and then brings them back. So, But I think when we're talking to people about how to work with the week's energy, it really is, you know, I remember when I was taking tennis lessons, and the pro used to go, now keep your knees bent so you can run in either direction. And I'm like, what? You know, he's like, kind of keep them a little bent so you're ready to leap left or leap right, you know, and they have you do that bouncing back and forth on each foot, you know, so you're kind of, and then when you're getting the serve, you kind of stand there bouncing, waiting for the ball to come at you. Which way do I have to run? So keep your knees bent with this one. Pluto's in Capricorn. He wants you to keep your knees bent because he's squaring those nose of fate. Which way is the ball coming? Left, right, which way? South node, north node? You know, so be ready, be precise, and then just be kind because this is a toughie. This is a tough week. So, yeah,
and,
tough week.
You know, with all these retrograde planets and We have Chiron's turning retrograde, just to add to that. And Mercury will be...
And
Eris is turning retrograde. And Mercury is retrograde from the August 24th until... And Uranus turns retrograde on August 30th. And then, you know, by mid-September, we're starting to turn around and get forward motion. With all those retrogrades, it's also... People just don't feel like doing much. You may find that you're usually tired or just feeling like you want to read an old and familiar book. You want to cut down on your stress by revisiting a place that you've been before. Take that all in. No, don't be hard on yourself for not wanting to beat the dead horse and get started on the fall work. This is real, even with Mars and Virgo nudging you. Take this time to take care of yourself and to finish up any old business and to review and tell stories. That's the important thing, work to do with all this retrograde planets, to really finish what we've started rather than leap ahead. Fall really begins when Mercury turns direct in mid-September.
Yeah, because it's reminiscence. It's funny, my cousins came. I haven't seen Julie since right before, I guess it was 17. There was an ESAR conference out in California. I was out there for a wedding in the conference, and so I saw her for a few hours then. And then I hadn't seen Jeff since his dad's my uncle's 75th birthday in Memphis, which was, you know, he's like in his mid-80s now, late 80s. So they both came yesterday, and we hung out and talked and told stories and tales of our youth, and it was really nice. So there's also that reminiscing quality.
That's one of the things that all these retrogrades are good for, right?
Yeah, the retrogrades are going to bring back old people, you know. And we were laughing about old stories, and you know, Tyrone biting Uncle Lou's nose, and you know, it was a very. You know, like seeking those things out where you're spending a little extra time with the people that you love. And I do have a lot of people going back home after having been gone for a while.
Yep.
Maybe they didn't get there yet because of the COVID the last couple of years. But going back because I haven't been. So that's also a good way to use that Venus retrograde, like a reconnecting with people that are part of your past and part of your childhood or part of your past.
Right.
Not just
and
the
if you do have work to do, you know, Mercury enters its shadow August 4th. So it's good to, if you have, you know, old tax stuff or invoices or any bureaucratic material that needs to be dealt with, do it now. Do it before August 4th and then just kind of let it hang.
Yeah.
Let it take a break. Mark, do you have any last comments and bon mots to give people about how to stay centered in this week?
Try to really pay the most attention to what you need to do, and don't try to watch the drama that others are creating. Just really stay focused on what you can do, and you'll be surprised you have good energy to make things happen. So think of what you want to make happen and put a little energy into it. Use the retrograde stuff to realize what you've needed to do, but maybe haven't, and say, now's the moment. So let all the retrograde planets bring you the need to do, and then act on it. Use your Mars.
Wonderful. So next week, the last 2 weeks we have not taken callers, not accidentally, but just because we had a lot to say. So next week we'll try to get to callers early and try to get through several of them. This is Heather Rowan Robbins saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana tonight. And Mark?
Mark Waltz saying goodbye from the banks of the Hudson River.
And Anne
saying goodbye from the bright red desk on the banks of the East River in Manhattan. And we wish you all a good week. And, you know, just be careful out there. It's a little wild.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Take good care of yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, thank you.
See you next
okay.
week. Bye, everybody.
Thank you all. Bye.